Where's the judge? The justice outcry of the many victims of sexual abuse and manipulation in the Me Too movement should have us hear their voices and respond with solutions. Luke 18:7 says, "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?" I am a huge fan of William Wilberforce, a leader of the movement to abolish slave trade in the 1800s. I applaud the work of Mahatma Gandhi in creating peaceful protests to free India from British rule. I look to people like Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Martin Luther King, who've raised their voices against injustice. There's a long list of peaceful rebels who've added their names to the greatest revolutionary of all time, Jesus. Did you know that Jesus wanted to bring justice to the earth by his earthly life and true justice by his death and resurrection? Did you know that Jesus wants to bring justice into your life? And did you know that God wants to bring justice to others through you? Revelations 1, 5 and 6 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and a priest to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever." God the Father sent his Son to this earth to initiate the establishment of a new kingdom. You and I are part of this army that's called to bring the kingdom down to earth through nonviolent means. Our weapons are truth and spirit. Our strategy is love and obedience. Our passion is the lost, the broken, and those crying out for justice. You see, there are many injustices in the world, and God has a solution for them. You. You may never become famous or die as a martyr, but you can bring justice to one life at a time. You may never receive an earthly reward, but heaven knows your name, because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.